It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A new investigation by the New York Times finds some of New York's Hasidic Jewish religious schools are failing to educate students in basic academics, including English, science, and math. Brian Rosenthal and Eliza Shapiro co-wrote the story, and Brian joins us now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Your story makes some pretty starkly dismal claims about the academics in yeshivas, including that many kids are graduating without basic fluency in English. And you say that's no accident. Tell us what your investigation found and why you say the schools would want that outcome.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. We spent over a year investigating a group of Hasidic boys' schools in New York State, and the schools were created to provide religious instruction, and that is how they spend almost all of their day. Sometimes the students spend up to 8 hours studying Jewish law, prayer, and tradition. Most of the schools do provide some secular education, but it is crammed in at the end of the day, typically 90 minutes a day, 4 days a week. And it is some basic reading and math, but not much else. Virtually no science or history or civics or any other subjects. And the students and parents and teachers that we spoke to, many of them said that that was intentional, that the schools viewed secular education as a bridge to the outside world, and the schools wanted to keep their children in the community, and so that is why they set up the education system the way they did.
The schools are private, yet you write that they get a lot of public money. Would you talk about that? Is there much oversight, scrutiny, anything like that?
Yeah, so typically public money is not supposed to fund religious education in New York, but there are a lot of funding sources that send money to private schools for complying with government mandates and administering social services. We identified actually more than 50 different funding sources, and it really runs the gamut from things that are very straightforward education that you might expect, like textbooks and Title I and money for taking attendance and administering tests, to many other programs like transportation, a special program that these schools got for their transportation funding, and nutrition for students, and childcare vouchers for their after school, what's typically after school programs, but is really just the end of the school day at these schools. So the point is there are a lot of different programs. They each have different types of oversight and different types of rules attached to them. But we found that for the most part, the money is just sent to the schools, and there's not a lot of follow-up thereafter.
The State Board of Regents is set to vote this week on new rules for holding private schools to minimum academic standards. What could that mean for these institutions?
Yeah, so the rules have been in the works for a long time, for several years, and if for the first time, it would clarify what exactly would happen for a school that is not providing an adequate secular education in compliance with the law. And it would mean that possibly if a school is not complying with that, then they could lose that funding, and that they could suffer consequences like that. There are new rules for how the schools are inspected and who is in charge of ensuring that they provide a secular education.
I'm curious, what have you heard from the community since the story came out?
Well, we heard a lot from the community before the story came out. We had been trying to talk with the schools and the community leaders for basically the whole time, for a year, and they hadn't spoken with us. But in this last week, after we sent a summary of our findings, there was a lot of pushback Basically, the argument that the community is making is that the parents of the students choose to send their children there, and they should have that right. And they believe that the education system, while not the type of system that is familiar to the secular world, is what works for their community and produces good people and people that are pious and dedicated to the community, and they should have the ability to do that.
Brian, just a few seconds left. I'm curious. There has been evidence that yeshivas were underperforming academically for years. What has other politicians or elected officials, what have they been saying to unable to, have they been unable to address this?
They have, yeah. There's been no real action over time. And we found it's because this is a powerful political community that has a lot of influence politically. And that's why they've been able to operate this way for so long.
Brian Rosenthal is a reporter with the New York Times. We've been speaking about the report he co-authored in the Times. Brian, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.